I'd like you to turn to the third chapter in Colossians chapter 3, by way of invitation this evening. We often talk about the need to mature as Christians, to add things to our faith and grow stronger as children of God, and there are a number of lists that are given in the New Testament. You have in Galatians, the fifth chapter, the fruits of the Spirit that are listed that place. In 2 Peter chapter 1, another list is given that is referred to as sometimes the Christian graces. And some of these are repetitive in regard to those various lists. And that certainly is the case in Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse 12, where there is another list of things that we are to add to our character or nature as Christians. And so the apostle there says, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must do also. So all of these are things that you add again to your faith and your character. But notice in verse 14, I want to look at verses 14 and 15. But all above all these things, he says, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. I think it's kind of interesting here, and it is this way in a number of places. There are three things, basically, that kind of tie together. One is love. One is humility, which we might equate with selflessness, and that's certainly stated in Philippians the second chapter. And peace. So love, humility, and peace. And in order for us to have peace, and we are told to put on peace, or to have peace, which is letting the peace of God rule in our hearts, which is something that we as those who are called in one body are to be aspiring to, that it is accomplished with the bond of perfection. What binds us together is love. And that's certainly something for us to be mindful of. Too often we find division among God's people, and it should not be so. It never should be so. Sometimes it's inevitable. If you have someone who is sinful, someone who is teaching error or practicing something that is evil, you have to divide from him and separate yourself from him. The division should not be what is common among the people of God, because we are supposed to be loving each other. And if we truly have a love for one another, that is a bond that will bring unity. If we are selfless and humble, that is a bond which will bring unity. And that's what we all should aspire to. But it takes diligence on our part, and it is a process as we add these various attributes to our character, and we find the culmination of those things, the pinnacle of those things, is the love that we share for one another. And so we would encourage you to consider those things by way of invitation this evening. We don't know the hearts of any. It may be that you're here and need to respond to the invitation call tonight. If that is the case, we offer ourselves to you. We don't know your heart, so we always do this. If you're a sinner in need of salvation, you'll repent of your sins, confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. Based upon your faith and your response to the gospel call, you can rise and walk in newness of life. We offer that to you this evening. If we can help you, or if there is anyone else who is here who needs to respond to the invitation call, it's extended at this time, and we ask that you come. I want to get at least stand while we sing.